Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here and to see all of these men. I've been many places and I've seen mostly almost all women and children, but to come here and to see men is encouraging. And I expect you to be strong,
to
be encouraged, and to be called by the Lord into the ministry of the gospel. We need men to minister as pastors and teachers and oversee churches. And we need men to lead our families under the authority of Christ. My name is
Heshimu.
I'm with Adezi, who is from the Delta. Brother Madaki is from Kaduna South. I'm from California, but I've been a missionary in Nigeria for almost 3 years. As an evangelist. If you open, please, into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And beginning at verse number
12.
Nice to see you children paying such good attention. And such order in the house of God. What is the name of this church?
Blessed
be
the power.
Thank you, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Our subject is that the body is for the Lord. It is not for fornication. We'll start at verse number
12.
And Paul says that all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful or expedient or proper. All things, as far as meat and drink, are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Yace anan gurin a hausance, yace dukan abubuwa halal ne gare ni, amma ba dukan abubuwa ne masu amfani ba. Abu duka kuma halal ne a gare ni, amma ba zan zama ba to bawon komai ba. Nan ya tsaya tukunna.
He's saying that the Christian is free from the law.
Wato abin da yake nufi anan, Krista ya kubuta daga shari'a.
I do not practice the Jewish rites and ceremonies. I eat pork or maybe shellfish. I don't have to go up to Jerusalem. I don't have to fast on particular feast days. I don't have to keep the Sabbath.
Wato shi baya so ya bi irin al'adu ko kuma koyarwa na dokoki wanda kamar Musa da ya bayarwa.
But we must never let our liberties in Christ cause us to indulge our flesh in a sinful way.
Kuma alherin da muka samu Yesu ma daga wajen Yesu kan mu bari kuma alherin ya zama mana wani wato lazin ne ta aiki shiririta. Ba haka Ubangiji yake nufi ba.
Just because I'm free to eat meat or to drink wine, it does not mean I'm free to fornicate.
Wato idan aka bani ko kuma ba na fita daga kunga wato wannan shari'a, cin wancan cin wani abincin da zan ci an ba haranka ba bai bani izini yanzu in fara kazanta rayuwa ga ni mai fuskancin mashayi gashin a ba haka ake nufi ba.
In verse number 13,
aya sha uku,
food is for the stomach, and the stomach has been made for food, even mine is growing. But God will destroy both it and them. And now, the body is not for fornication, it's not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
Yace abinci don ciki aka yi shi, ciki kuma don abinci, amma kuma zai halaka duka biyu, wannan da wancan jiki kaf ba don fuskanci yake ba, shi sai don domin wato Ubangiji kuma domin jiki.
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
Yesu Almasihu,
he gave up his life that he might dwell with us by the Spirit.
Yazo ya ba da ransa domin mu yi rayuwa cikin ruhu.
He cleansed us with the washing of his precious blood and the washing of regeneration.
Yazo ya yi mana hadaya wato ya zubta jinin sa ya wanke mu da wannan tsarkake jini.
This regeneration is what God used to make you and I into a brand new creation, a brand new vessel indwelt by our Lord through the Spirit.
Wato wannan yanayin canji da ya yi mana domin mu zama tsarkaku masu wanda za su tsaya gaban Ubangiji wanda za a gani amintattu ne ga masu aikinsa.
He had to pay for our sins.
Ya biya zunubanmu.
And satisfy the justice and the judgment of the wrath of God.
Wannan biya zunubanmu da ya gamshi Ubangiji shi yasa muna da iyanci yanzu mu zo gaban shi.
But when he paid for our sins, his blood, it bought us two different things.
Wato lokacin da ya zubta jinin na ya yance ya yantar da mu akan abu biyu ne, na daya,
it purchased redemption.
Wato ya yantar da mu,
the cleansing of our sins by the payment of a sacrifice.
Aka tsarkake mu ta wajen wannan hadaya da ya yi.
Just like in the Old Testament as to when the man would come, the worshiper would come, and he would lay his hands upon the sacrifice, and he would impute unto this offering all of his sin.
Kama yadda muka gani a cikin tsohon alkawari, don za a yi hadaya din nan sai priest ne zai sa hannun aka yanka a yi wannan hadayan, sai a ce to wannan zulubin na mutane aka dora ga wannan dabba da za a yanka domin ya san fushin Ubangiji ya musu gafara a lokacin nan a cikin tsohon alkawari.
And then the wrath of God, as pictured by fire, would come upon the sacrifice, this burnt offering, and consume it until there was nothing left, only ashes.
So ya inda wutan ne yana kona dafa nan na wajen suka yi hadaya din nan, wato fushin Ubangiji sai abin nan ga duka jama'a wanda suka zo ga neman wannan fansan.
And then the ashes were scooped up and disposed of out side of the camp to picture that God really hates sin.
Wato wannan wato tokar ba za a bace a gari ba, aka dauka shi gaba daya domin an san fushin Ubangiji ne yana kan wannan dabbar da ya kone da tokar da komai za a dauka a jiya zuwa shi ya kaɗin da ya kamata.
He punished it,
ya aka bashi wannan hukuncin,
and he paid the penalty himself when God was manifested in the flesh, the second person of the Trinity, our Lord Jesus.
To Yesu ya zo a kamar haka ne yadda ya take wannan hadayan a da. Yesu ya zo ne ya wannan hadaya sun tsaya kacal domin zulubin mutane gaba ɗaya a gabata, ba wai fushin Allah ya dakata ba ne, amma sai da a share fushin Allah ga mutum.
But because he's risen from the dead, absolutely successful, it guarantees us, if we believe, that God has not only put away our sins, but he's earned already our blessing.
Wato ya da mutu
aka bindine shi ya tashi daga matattu idan muka ba da gaskiya don abin ba wai tilir bane in muka yarda wannan halayyar da yayi ne shine zai shafe mu wanda baya so bai shafe zai shafe shi ba
a blessing it is not money it is much higher
wato albarkan kuma ba wai ta wajen kudi bane ko wani abu da zaka samu wannan a
Our blessing is for God to come to us by the Holy Spirit and make us a new creation and indwell our bodies.
Wato albarkanmu baya zuwa ta wani hanya a'a amma ta waje yadda muka tsunduma kanmu cikin aikin Ubangiji da kuma muka amince da shi sai ga komai yana bayyana ga rayuwarmu.
And so now me and you who believe the gospel have God on the inside of our body and this body now is not for fornication.
Wato yayin da Ubangiji wannan hadayen da aka yi muka amince da shi wannan jikin daga ciki ne yana tsarkake mu ba wai zanga jikin bane ba wai zanga jikin kuma ba tsarkake shi amma tsarkin sa daga ciki ne yake farawa muka zama abin kallo da abin sha'awa.
It's not for lust
ba wai don kazantawa ko kwadai.
It's not for any sin at all.
Ko kuma sha'awa na rayuwa na duniya babu ba an tsarkake mu bane mu ci gaba da wannan rayuwa.
Is to be cleansed daily by the gospel.
Amma domin mu samu tsarki kullun ta wajen bishara.
That same gospel that you and I believe when we first became Christians.
Wato irin bisharan da muka ba da gaskiya da shi in muka zama Kirista.
It's not because I was baptized.
Ba wai don ko an mun baptisma ba.
It's not because I renounced Islam and I came to a Christian environment.
Ba dai na ci wasu addini kawai na shiga cikin addinin Kirista bane shikenan na ya mene ni Kirista ba.
It's not because I attend church and I'm a preacher.
Ba wai ko kuma ina zuwa church ni ma na zama bishara ba shi ne ya mene ni Kirista.
It's because I trusted in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amun na yadda na manne na amince na karba shi yasa ruhu mai tsarki zai shigo cikin mu muka zama Kirista.
Have you believed on him?
Mun ba da gaskiya ga Yeshi.
Your body is now his temple.
Wato jikin mu ya zama mazaunin Ubangiji.
He is in the place where we worship God, which is from our hearts.
Inda muke bautawa Allah daga bannin zuciya bane ba bangon ginin bane.
Our worship is in a building, but really and truly it's in our heart no matter where we are and where we go and what we're doing. We are worshiping God from the inside out by faith in Jesus Christ.
Wato mukan halala ne a bangon gini domin mu taru ku daya mu bauta wa Allah amma duk bautar mu daga cikin birnin zuciya mu ne duk wani abin da mutum yake amsashiya gamsashiya ga Ubangiji daga zuci ne.
And so the body is not for fornication.
Don haka nan wannan gangan jikin ba ta zunubi bane fuskanci ko wasu abubuwa.
It's for the Lord.
Amma
the Lord.
Don na Ubangiji ne.
By his great grace.
Ta wajen babban alherinsa.
It's for your body.
Domin ga mai aiki da jikin nan. A cikin zuciyar mu.
He loves you and dwells with you on the inside by faith in the gospel.
Wato yana kaunan mu yana raye a cikin mu ta wajen bishara.
Verse number 14. And God both raised up the Lord, he raised him from the dead, and will also raise us up by his power.
Wato Allah ya tada Ubangiji daga matattu, haka mu zai tada mu da ikon sa.
This is a great privilege.
Wannan babban zarafi ne.
That one day we will leave this earth.
Za mu bar wannan duniya.
Even if our bodies have been corrupted by death.
Wato ko da yake jikin na dole zai shafi mutuwa na gangan jiki.
Even if we've grown old and weak and fragile and brittle, he will one day raise us up to new glorified bodies to look like our Lord Jesus Christ forever in heaven.
Wato ko mun tsufa shekarun mu sun dan kalmi kudin ne tafiya ma da kar duk wani yayin da yanayin da muka samu ran mu mu dai sani cewa zamu wata rana zamu bar wannan gangan jikin mu je mu samu wani jiki da baya lalacewa baya rubewa ba mutuwa mu zauna tare da Yesu Almasihu har abada.
I don't need my seat right now.
Neither
does my brother.
How can you?
But it's mine.
That's why I'm giving it to you.
No, it's fine.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so God will raise up the Lord and will also raise us up by His power.
Do
you believe that God has the power to resurrect us from the dead? And to make us to enter into heaven holy and undefiled, then you must also believe that God has the power right now to subdue your sin, to subdue your lust by the Holy Spirit. Please let me have your attention. Everyone who comes in here, except for us three or maybe four, you know already. So when they come in, please do not be distracted and keep listening unto the preaching. You are welcome. It is the power of Jesus Christ to subdue our lust and our sin. It's a power that comes to us through the gospel by preaching. It is a power that we must have or we are not Christian. It is a power that's ours by faith alone. A person was asking me this morning online, and I've really seen her struggle and struggle, but she is a Christian. She believes the gospel of God's grace. She believes sound doctrine, as all of us must. But she's trying so hard to be good, and she asked me this request. Pray for me that I might be strong. And I asked her this question. Are you helpless yet? Is there no strength in yourself? Let's repeat that. Are you following me? Hello? I'm talking about her, but I'm talking unto you. Yes. Are you helpless yet? Do you have no strength to serve God yourself? I've learned that the secret to serving God is His power. And what faith says is, I've got no power, but I'm trusting you. And if we do that, we will have the power of God come and meet us right where we are in our helplessness and our sin, and He will lift us up because of the precious blood of Christ and the covenant promises of God. Are you weak enough to be strong? Sometimes our sisters make even speedier growth in Christ because they don't have to deal with all of the macho of being a man. And if they don't rely on their cleverness and admit how weak they are before God, He'll make them strong when they can do absolutely nothing. That's the gospel, am I right? Is this the truth of God? Who has tapped into the power of the Lord as a nobody and trusted Him and He's made you strong? That's the power that shall raise you from the dead on the great day. God's power. That's the power of the Christian life right now. That's the power to overcome my fornication, which is natural unto my body. That's the power for us to serve God. It's God's power alone.
Yes. He is the only one
that is. God's power alone. That's right. That's right. That's right. Verse number 15, please. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? And shall I then take the members of Christ, this body that's His, and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. I will not take what God has made precious and make it unholy. By joining in the act of fornication. Let me ask you a question. If a man commits fornication and he knows God, where was God on the inside of that act? He was in your body. as you joined yourself and became one with a harlot. Because it is harlots who sleep with another woman's husband and with a man who's not their own husband. And what he's saying is that the horror of this act is that you are holy, and that holiness is not going to go away, but now it's been joined into something very, very filthy. Have you ever seen pigs, swine?
Yeah,
sorry. Now my brother is interested in pig farming, and I may help him if he can make a profit. But pigs are disgusting creatures. They eat anything and they wallow in filth by choice. But you and I, we're not pigs. We're God's children. And have you ever seen a cat around here? I don't see many cats. Yes, no. Have you ever seen a cat if it falls into filthiness? What does the cat do? It gets out immediately and cleanses itself. It hates the disgustingness of the filth. That's what you and I do. With sin, we hate it. In ourselves more than any place else. But the believer who joins himself unto fornication is committing a disgusting act with the Lord inside of his body. That's why it's one of the most grotesque, if not the most grotesque thing that a believer can do, even though it is so common in Africa and in the south of Nigeria. It's common in America too. But it's not for believers. Verse 16. For do you not know that he who is joined unto a harlot is one in body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. In that act of fleshly communion and contact, the two are made one. If their bodies are joined together as one body. And in marriage, as I'll be talking about tomorrow, it is pure and the bed is undefiled. It's a place of liberty and love, but in marriage only. Outside of marriage, it is what? It's wickedness. That's your whole entire life outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything you do, if you do not have faith in Christ, provokes the hatred and the wrath of Almighty God. Just like it's only acceptable in marriage for the two to be joined as one. It's God's rules. It's only acceptable to live in this world unto God by faith in Jesus. This is not an option. Everything is bad until we trust Jesus. Not one thought in our mind pleases God because we've broken the rules of faith in Christ. But once we get to Him, just like a husband and a wife, it's undefiled. It's pure from the inside out by the commandment of God's word. And that's what you and I are if we trust Christ. If not, my brothers and sisters, we have no part of Him, even though we hear the sermon. We must believe it and receive it in our heart. It's by faith that I say that the Lord is mine, and these precious words in the Bible are mine to fulfill by His Spirit. Verse 17, but he who is joined to the Lord is in one spirit with Him. Are you one with our Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Is He dwelling on the inside in communion? If you love me, He says, you'll keep my commandments. You will trust me. And you will love people. Is that dwelling inside of you? Is that how you live? That's the reality.
What?
And so Paul, as he always does, is calling us to understand who we are and the high privileges that we have in Christ, that we might live upright. And to be one spirit with Him is the greatest privilege on all of the earth. It is communion with God in the forgiveness of sins and acceptance in Christ Jesus.
Can you hear me on this point especially? Are you accepted by God? And why?
Yasa.
I want an answer.
Yana bukata ansa. Muna da zumuntan nan da
Ubangiji. Are you accepted by God?
Ubangiji ya amince da mu.
And why?
Da kuma in ya amince da mu yaya me yasa?
The why.
Wai me yasa Ubangiji ya amince da mu?
It's because
don mene
of Jesus Christ.
Wai ya amince da mu domin Yesu Almasihu.
You see how simple it is?
Magani yanayin abubuwan suke.
And if you got that,
idan muka samu wannan,
you got God on the inside in His fellowship, in His love, in His compassion, in His tenderness that touches our heart.
Wato idan muna da wannan, zumunta da shi, tsarkakewa, yanayin rayuwarmu domin yana cikinmu, yana mana jagoranci.
Enter. Enter.
Okay, that the Chinese is disturbing me.
I was at the baptisms earlier today, and I noticed the Muslim boys, and the Muslims often will look at us and see our joy. That's the greatest testimony that you and I have, is the truth of the gospel and the joy it
produces.
Their religion has no joy, it has no communion with God, it has no atonement, it has no forgiveness of sins. But you got all of that on the inside.
Hallelujah.
That's the gospel. You and I are one with our Lord Jesus Christ on the inside. We are privileged people. Shucks. I go no place trying to find anything that makes me happy. He's on the inside. And He can't be taken out by anything that happens on the outside. But He is grieved by fornication. And He is grieved by sin. So stay away from it. Through the power of Christ. Live up unto your privileges. If you were a billionaire tonight, would you be living out in the field all by yourself? Undressed, mosquitoes all over you, the dogs, and to lick your sores. No. If you say, I got some money in the bank, I'm going up into the big house.
Yeah.
This is your privilege as Christians.
Come on, Krista.
Every last one of us has the big house on the inside. And it It goes anywhere I go, through any trouble, as long as I keep my eyes on Christ, I'm one with the Lord in the Spirit, and I'm strong and happy.
Hallelujah. Amma idan na tuba Yesuna ina da farin ciki ina da salama ina da godiya kai rayuwa tana min dadi duk cikin wannan bala'i da rashi da wasu abubuwa bana jin wani abu.
Am I preaching the truth or am I lying?
Yana ƙarya ne ko yana faɗa mana gaskiya?
It's the truth. I'm telling you the truth.
Gaskiya yake gaya mana ko?
Are you receiving?
Muna karba ko?
Are you embracing?
Muna runguma shi?
Are you saying it's mine?
Oh,
Paul said it's my gospel. It means everything to me. I preach it everywhere I go and I believe it with all my heart. How about you?
Huh?
Yeah? It's my gospel too. It's mine. It's inside my heart. I believe it. And it brings me joy and pleasure and power over sin. It gives me what it says. It's not just words. It's life. It's reality. It's real. He means it. And if you believe it, it's in your life. Yes, sir. Verse number 18. So flee sexual immorality, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside of his body, even if he steals. But he who commits sexual immorality, fornication, he sins against his own body.
Duka sauran zunubin da mutum yake yi bai shafi wace jikinsa ba, amma mai yin fuskanci yana ɗauki da alhanin jikin jikinsa. Wato, yana nufi mu yi tata.
That would not be so bad except the Lord is on the inside to sanctify my children.
Ba zai zama abu mummuna ba, sai dai in Yesu yana cikin mu, shi zai iya fitar da wannan.
That's what makes sin so bad, if we love him, sir. And you don't want to make the one who died for you a participant in this act of fornication. Sexual immorality is to be avoided. Run from it like Joseph. And leave your garment behind if you have to. Live your whole life for communion with God. Because he's on the inside. And he can be enjoyed by faith. Don't sin against your own body with our Lord Jesus inside. Verse number 19 and 20, and I will conclude my message, but this is at the very heart of it. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Whether you come to church or not, your body is where he's worshipped. This Holy Spirit is inside of you, whom you have from God.
Allah.
That's the greatest gift.
I'm telling you, it is God on the inside. I preach all kinds of places. And everybody wants. Naira.
Paul calls it filthy
lucre.
And every time I go down south and they talk about blessings, they mean only one thing, money in their pocket. They actually think that the blessing is a healthy
body.
What would you rather have, sir? Help or the forgiveness of sin?
I love health and I'm privileged, but in my own day, I'll be there too.
Yeah, so you're not saying that, you're not saying that,
but to have God on the inside, I would give the entire world.
And I'm telling you,
if you got that, you got everything. You got the best. You got what it cost God to die to give you.
And unbelievers cannot have it. All they get is money until they die, and then they split hell wide open. But your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God. And look what it says now. You are not of your own.
Yes, I know.
So listen up very carefully. He's been talking about fornication, but now he's going to say what he really means. Your whole body belongs to him, every thought, word, and deed. This is his vessel. This is no longer mine, but belongs unto our Lord. Just like you, if you are a Christian. He owns us totally. And he disturbs us to take possession of our vessel by the conviction of sin until we cry out, Lord, have mercy, get rid of this or I die. I'm telling you, he's taking over everything. He leaves us with nothing for ourselves. It's his body. And you're just walking with it and you're dwelling with it, but it's his. That's a Christian. That's the Christian. Everything I have. Who here pays a tithe?
Why not you give the car?
Who tithe?
Why you give the car?
You only one tithe? Two? Three?
I don't tithe.
Wato shi baya magana da kado shi mai bishala ne. I give.
Yana bayarwa ne. And everything I got.
Duk wani abu nashi.
It's all over mine.
Don duk wani wani zakka ba nashi ba ne. Duk wanda ba nashi ba da wanda na zakkan duk yana rabe da shi domin kuma na da shi.
He tells me and you how to spend our money. Not just 10%, but all of it. All of it.
Yace, wai sai kaji muna cewa
mu ba. You understand?
Mu da mu ba da goma bisa dari. Amma yace da darin da wancan ma darin bane sun da Ubangiji.
Everything I have.
Duk wani abin da nake da shi.
Just like you.
Kaman duka mai da muke zaune a nan.
It belongs to Jesus. Na
Ubangiji ne, mu mana Ubangiji ne, balle ma abin da muke da shi.
Is he the boss and the master of your life?
Shi ne shugaba, shi ne yake mulkin rayuwarmu.
Is he the one that rules you and how you raise your children?
Shi ne yake mulki da mu muna tare yaran mu cikin gidansa.
I see one thing, that your children know how to sit and be quiet.
Ya gani wani abu annan da yaji dadi yadda yaran sun zauna shiru suna taurara.
That means somebody's been teaching them it's important in the house of God.
Ana koya ana ba su tarbiya mai kyau, ana koya musu in kuka zo mai jami'a ko rika shiru ba wasa ba fada ba wani yake
yi. And just like everything in this house is for God's glory.
Wato in ko haka din ne wato komai anan Ubangiji yana samu daukaka ke.
Everything in this house
is for God. Duk wani abin da ke cikin wannan gidan, duk wani abin da ke cikin wannan gidan, Ubangiji
ne. That's the joy of it.
Wato farin ciki
da Ubangiji. That's the power of God to possess all of you, everything about you, and change you in a way you never imagined.
Wato ya canza rayuwarka yadda ma kai da kanka za ka yi tsammani wai ni ne wannan wai.
Never thought I could be a missionary.
Wato kuma yin zance bai taba zance wani zai zama bishara yana da wani kasashe ba.
And when he gives you power,
in ya baka
gifu, he dwells on the inside.
Yana zama
as you know it, and you obey him.
Muna sani muna
bude. He gives you life.
Yana baka rai.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, right now.
I wish everyone could enter into the experience of
it.
The more of your body he takes control of by the gospel, the happier you are in Jesus Christ. Just like I handed over that baby.
Come on, Dad, you have to come out one.
Hand your life to Jesus Christ. Time after time and day after day. And everything you see in Scripture, say, Lord God, make me obey it.
Amen. Duk wani abin da kake gani a cikin littafin Ubangiji ka bani izini in yi biyayya da shi kamar yadda aka mika yaro nan ga hannun wata.
You men who want to be preachers, whom on the Lord God might raise up.
Yana bukatar Ubangiji zai tada mutane, tada mutane na aikinsa.
The only thing that you need.
Abin da kake bukata.
Is to put your finger on the text. Until it gets into your life. And then tell others exactly what it means. You understand? I can't preach it if I don't experience it. But if I experience
it,
I'm expecting for God.
That's what I've come to Africa to give my brethren the knowledge of God in the gospel.
I don't have any tricks. I don't have any secrets. But the opening of this word, it gives life when it gets inside. It's just this.
Verse number 20, and I'm done.
好像也解决了.
For you were bought at a price. The precious blood of Christ. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit.
也解.
嗯，要破。要破阿克，他怎么呢？怎么呢？怎么呢？就是该可可可阿拉的吉中。Such beautiful children.
他亚人那是那点臭。The
Apostle Paul is a radical. Man, but he is
dead
serious.
And this is what I'm saying.
And
my brothers, my sisters, as I'm concluding,
Paul said to follow me. And he did.
Wato kabini don shi yayi na yi ne.
He lived his life unto the glory of God as a single man.
Yayi rayuwarsa mun san bulin ma bai ma aure ba. Ya gama rayuwarsa aikin Ubangiji ne gaba daya.
All the women chasing him because of his spiritual growth.
Wato mun yana yin abin da ya fuskanta a lokacin yana ta girma cikin aikin Ubangiji ne ba wani abin da ya sa haka ba.
All the evil women chasing him that have been sent by the devil. Oh, Paul, you're so handsome. Oh, Paul, you're so
spiritual.
But Paul said, oh, no. I've been bought and paid for by somebody else. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He had to die because sin is so horrible. It's the only way that God can put away sin.
And
having done all of that and come on the inside with forgiveness when I ought to be sent to hell. My big strong brother in the back there. I'm gonna live the rest of my life just like you. To bring glory unto the one who entered on the inside at the cost of his life. I love him
because he saved a poor sinner like me. I love him because he's patient and kind and he's forgiving. I love him because back when I was helpless and I could not serve Christ, instead of sending me to hell, he met me with mercy right there. And my brothers and sisters, right there is where you find power every day to live the Christian life. It's not in you, it's not in yourself strength. It's in the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ who dwells within you.
One day, because we're not, you can wait to find one number.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You go ahead, sister. It's fine.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Gaskiya ba daga Allah wannan kin zargi.